Yeah.
Rabbi Rafi Brody.
Good morning, everybody. It's always a great pleasure to be here amongst Yedidim. So, in the newfangled world that we live in, so we are always looking for new ways with which to be mechanech our children. What once was, when I was a lad growing up, and you had to sit at the table for 2.5 hours, and we enjoyed it, and we sang Zemiras, and we heard my father's Torahs, and Habib Mechan Lechaim, grandpa's Torahs, and Altsigavim Feinemvoil. Today's day and age, many, many parents are challenged with how to keep their children at the Shabbos table, at the Yom Tov table, at the Purim Suda, without them running off or crashing out on the couch. So, just a small, maybe it'll work for some, it won't work for others, but we already know that Chazal, in Haggadah Shel Pesach, told us that the way to be mechanech children is derech she'ela u'tshuva. And derech she'ela u'tshuva does not mean to say a question and an answer, but it means l'choyer l'anias daiti, I think it's poshut, you say a question and you wait for an answer. And you ask your children for an answer. You challenge them. That when the child feels challenged, so he's a battle going on over here and he wants to win. And when that's the dynamic, then there's much more of a chance that the debater at the table are going to be said, and it's going to be a much more productive Suda. So this year, I've done it in previous years, but I printed something this year, and I have some to give out to anybody who's interested afterwards. 45 twisted questions on the Hilchas Purim, and in my Suda, you only get a cup of wine if you get a correct answer. And that's how the Purim Suda is run, and some get more drunk and some less. So here we go. I'm going to ask the questions, and I'm going to give a couple of seconds to anybody who thinks they have the answers. And if they don't have the answers, it's Purim spirit. We're allowed to have a little bit of fun, and let's see how well you do. Okay, so a couple of very quick shilas, which we're going to get to this year, which I've given you already half the answer, is when is there an inyan not to eat a lot in Shalashudas? So the answer is this year, the Ramah brings that there's an inyan to be marbe ketzas b'seuda on Leil Purim, and therefore you should be memayet in Suda Shlishis in order to give you keep you an appetite for the night Suda. The next question is, normally the Poiskim say one should not eat meat at the night Suda of Purim. Shlo yitu, people shouldn't mistakenly believe that that is the Purim Suda, because the Purim Suda has to be at day. And therefore, one shouldn't eat meat at the Suda at night. Question is, when would it be allowed, yes, to eat meat? By Nacht, but the Suda at night. Any offers? So? Almost. But the Poskim say that if somebody every week has Fleishik from Lava Malka, so he's allowed to have this week fleishig as well, and he doesn't have to have milk, especially if his minig is normally to have fleishig.
You can.
Even if you don't have every week. No. If you have fleishig every week, you're allowed to have on Motzei Shabbos, Shepurim Shechalboi, but Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to have meat. Then you shouldn't have meat, so that you shouldn't make a mistake between the night meal and you shouldn't make a mistake that the Purim Suda is at night. Does any? Okay, I just want to move on to a very interesting place. There's a very, very old joke that somebody was drunk and he went down the motorway and he put on the news and he was going down the wrong way down the motorway. And he put on the news, and on the news it said, there's a man driving the wrong way down the motorway, please be careful. And this fellow said, there's not one guy going the wrong way down the motorway, there's thousands of people going down the wrong way down the motorway. So what happens if a guy is a shtikel ad lo yodad on Purim, and he says, ala nisim v'ala purkon, bimei matisyo ben yoichelon koigol chashmenoi. Anybody knows, first of all, what is the halacha? Does he have to be choiza or not? And how can one word make all the difference? If you don't say ala nisim, you don't have to be choiza. What's the din if he said bimei matisyo ben yochanan, and how can one word make the difference?
If you say something wrong, say, you're not on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat.
You don't have to repeat.
If you say, hey, so you said something wrong, you
don't
have to repeat.
Oh, so how can it be that one word should make the difference?
Maybe,
Mr. Mankov is saying, good. If you are moistiv shvachim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though it's not really what you're supposed to say on the day, but you're moistiv shvachim, nishkefelch, the problem will arise if he says, v'kavu shmoinas yemei chanukah elu. Then he's already saying sheker. If you say sheker, then you have to be choiza to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. It'll be a big nachkimina. How can it be the same Kriyas HaMegillah, something happened in the middle of the Megillah, the same Kriyas HaMegillah this year, the same Kriyas HaMegillah 3 years ago, and this year there'll be something happened in the middle of the Megillah, and this year you'll go back to the beginning of the Megillah, and 2 years ago, you won't go back to the beginning of the Megillah. The same thing happened in the middle of the Megillah. No? So, if Chas v'Shalom, somebody, the Baal Korah, in the middle of the Megillah, fainted, so the din is that mishum tircha de tzibura, the new Baal Korah can carry on from where the first Baal Korah left off. However, the tircha de tzibura is because, really, the Megillah should be read in one go. There's a big, big inyan that should be read in one go, so that you see the unfolding of events in chronological order, exactly how it happened, and then you see the beauty of the Nes. However, since people are fasting, Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, the second Baal Korah can carry on. However, this year, that it's a Motzei Shabbos, and Tanis Esther is Muktam, then there's no Tircha de Tzibura, so the same thing can happen on both times, and this year you'll have to go back to the beginning, you don't have to go, it's not Chiyuv Gomo, there's an Indian to go back, and another year, there would be no Indian to go back. Another interesting shaila, how can it be that a Baal Korah, he's a fantastic Baal Korah, he never makes any mistakes, and on a regular Kriyas HaTorah, he was Yoitza Mamish Lechatchila, Aleph. Same Baal Korah with no mistakes, and on Purim, it wasn't 100% Lechatchila. No, he had Neshima Achas. Maybe slightly close, but not quite. No. Beautiful Baal Korah. There's an Inyan on Purim, that because the Megillah is laid like an Igeres, so there shouldn't be any more than a Neshima Achas between each Pasuk. The Magen Avraham brings it. So you have a Baal Korah, who's a beautiful Baal Korah the whole year, takes nice deep breaths between each Pasuk, Lachatchila, lachatchila. However, if it's on Purim in Kriyas HaMegillah, there should be not too much space between each pasuk, otherwise it's not Nikra Ke'igeres. Okay. If we're talking about Kriyas HaMegillah, I want to ask a quick question about Kriyas HaMegillah. I want you to bring a raya from the Megillah. Minig Yisrael, yeah. Two ill people walked into a doctor. Reuven and Shimon. They're both bashed up. However, Reuven, the reason why he's not well is because the father of the doctor had a fight with him. Can you bring a raya from Megillas Esther that there's an inyan for the doctor to see Reuven, who was beaten up by his father, before Shimon, even though they walked in at the same time? No joke. Serious, Shaila. Any of us? So Ramot Chavanet asks the question. Ramot Chavanet asks, he says, I don't understand Mordechai. Mordechai says, Ki machre ish tachri, shivayis hazo, yisrevach vatzolo, yamoy la yudim imokim acher, va'at obeis ovich toveidu. Very nice, Mordechai. Why was Mordechai mekalel his Esther? Va'at obeis ovich toveidu. What did he see in it to be mekalel her, that if she doesn't do what she's supposed to do to save the Yidden, it was a pretty hard job on her hands. Kasher avadati avadati. Why was she responsible? Oh, gewaldig. Oh, some good geschmack. Says Ramot Chavanet, gewaldig. You get a cup of wine. Yeah? Says Ramot Chavanet, it wasn't a klolo going on over here. Everybody knows that Esther Zeda was Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul HaMelech, he failed to kill Agog. Because he failed to kill Agog, came out Haman. So the Chazal tell us that when somebody does an Aveira, so he gets punished, and his children or grandchildren, if they stay in the Aveira, if they carry on doing the Aveira, they get punished not only for their Aveira, for their ancestors' Aveiras as well. So this is what Mordechai said. Mordechai says, "Im achreish tachrich, if you won't do it, at obeis avich tavedi." He wasn't telling her a klal, he was telling her a fact. You have an opportunity now to be metaken yourself, because that you shouldn't get punished for your ancestors' averas, and you can be metaken Shaul HaMelech as well, and therefore this is your time to come, trumps, and to save Klal Yisrael. And if you don't do this, then it's going to be a tzara. But there's a din kedim, but there's chayecho koidmin. There's a din of chayecho koidmin, of saving yourself and your father, and therefore inviting into your surgery the one who your father beat up before anybody else. See how much we can get through. Okay, there's a couple of shilas that I have no answer for. And you can be mefalpel at your table. Very interesting. Everybody knows there's two reasons. Two tamim for Mishloach Monos. There's a Monis Halevi, Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, the Baal Lechodoidi. He is the famous reason to be Marbe Reos. And there's the reason of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is so that there should be Oichel for the Suda, for everybody should be happy, should be Besimcha, they should have for the Suda. Right? There's a new Sefer, the new Yalkut Yosef, by Rav Yitzchok Yosef. It's got over 40 nafkaminas between the two reasons. Here I've got a couple of nafkaminas. But my question is like this. Al Atzadet to be Marbereus. So Reuven hates Shimon. Reuven hates Shimon. And he wants to tell him in an elegant way that the end is nigh. Right? That he's going to... payday is coming up. So he sends him a shlachmolos, beautifully wrapped up with ribbons, with a gun inside the Mishloach Monos, to tell him, you know, your end is near. What happens was, what transpires is, that he sends a shliach to bring it to the door, And little Schleimela opens the door. And Schleimela, the seven-year-old, sees, ah, Rove. Yeah, yes, Rove. There's a gun. So he takes the gun, he puts it in his pocket, he says, I'll have that, I'll play with that. And then he brings the shlachmonas to his father. Beautiful shlachmonas wrapped up with ribbons. So his father says, pshhh, maybe he wants to be mashlim with me, he wants to make up. And he's marbereus. Was Reuven yoitze mishloach monos, the maisi was marbereus. Tzatsheni, his intentions were far from it. So you'll be mefalpul at your table whether he's yoitz or not. Another shaila, similar shaila.
When you say something is machabed not to, someone is machabed not to.
So listen to this shaila. If he leaves his name out by mistake, that's the truth. That's one of the famous nafkaminas between the Monis Halevi's Pshat and the Trumas Hadeshen. If it's anonymous, then you're for sure not Yoitze. You weren't Marbereus Bichlal. Yeah? So listen to this, Shalom. Reuven and Shimon hate each other. I want to be Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, what did he do? He went to this one, says he wants to make up. He went to this one, he wants to make up. So I buy a beautiful shlachmonas, and I write, Dear Shimon, it's been so long, such a stupid argument, let's make up. Signed, Reuven. Beautiful. Was I yoitze mishloach monas? I was marbereus. Beautiful marbereus. But I was marbereus between Reuven and Shimon, and not between me and Shimon. Shaila is with a yoitze mishloach monas. Yeah. I want to ask you another shaila. How can it be? Sent a beautiful shlachmonas. Beautiful me'utzav, beautiful shlachmonas. I wrote my name on. I sent two monos, different brochas. Boy bayoim, mar bereos, zetoy chatsuda. And it was not yoitze mishloach monas. The guy was in. There's another shaila in a minute with his phone. Any offers? Two monois, marbereos, with the name, the guy was in, you sent to Ali Dei Shliach, akol ma shekatuv. Al pi shulchanok, all is good. Not yoitza. No, it's good food, good heksher, heksher that you eat, heksher that he eats. The shailas, the place can talk about. Can you give somebody who's diabetic, sugary stuff, or a heksher that you don't eat? There's also shailas. He got it. I want to tell you a ma'aseh. Through a shliach is not yoitze shlachmonas. I want to tell you a ma'aseh that happened with Rav Itzhak Zalman Meltzer. Somebody brought Rav Itzhak Zalman Meltzer for his mishloach monas a cow. Cow. Bought him a cow, but oysom ayomim. Very nice. Choshev shlach monos. With a bar of chocolate, maybe as well. Yeah. Say that. Yeah. Nachon. Richtig. In the morning, there's plenty of time. No, in the morning, plenty of time to shecht it. Okay. A week later, Eile kum zu to Rabbi Zalman, God that day, it says, Efsha wills to shechten, then this cow, by Rabbi Yankel Shoichet. It's like a good idea. Check it by Rabbi Yankel Shoichet. Said Rabbi Issa Zalman, go back to Yena and tell him he wasn't Yoitze Mishloach Monas. Why? What's Rabbi Issa Zalman's Lachavena Ashtaki Kop, yeah? He chapped straight away, that was what we call in Ivrit, a kombina going on over here. Yeah? What was the story? Yankel Shoichet wanted a hamlotze, that is doch a good Shoichet. What can be better? Rabbi Zalman shecht by me. Yeah, I'm Rabbi Zalman Shoichet. So what do you do? You send a beautiful shachmonis, you send a cow on Purim. A week later say, by the way, Efshavus to shechten by Yankel Shoichet. They tell the guy he wasn't Yoitza. And this is Negea halacha lemaisa. Because some people, where I come from anyway, Yesh lecha Rosh Ir Yehudi. Right? You have a Jewish mayor. It can happen in Moistus. It can happen all over. You have a Jewish mayor, and everyone's cramming over for a Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. So you come to the Rosh Ha'ir of Moshe Abutbul on Purim, and you say, Moshe Abutbul, hine mishloach manot, yafe biyoter, kach ze mimeni lecha ba'ahava, toda rabah lakol. And you come to him a week later and say, ata makir et hashetach hazeh, you know, there's an empty plot over there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, and it's a done deal. Right? If that was your motive when you gave the Mishloach Manos, you're not Yoytze Shloach Manos. There's no Marbe Reyes involved, Mishkan Reyes, Mishkan Marbe. All you want is what you want to gain out of it. How can it be a case that B'derech Klal Mishloach Manos is money, and Matanos Levyonim is money, and Mishloach Manos is chamtutzim, food, biscuits, wafers. How can it be that for Matanos Levyonim you have to give food? Matanos Levyonim you have to give food. Oh. What happened was, Purim was on Friday, and he forgot to give Matanos Levyonim. It was Makabel Shabbos, and he said, Oy Gewalt, forgot to give Matanos Levyonim. The Poiskim say that you should give food to an Oni. You can't give money, money's Mukta. You can give food to the Oni, you can be Yotza Matanos Levyonim. I want to tell you, a Maisa Shehoyo, the question is like this. How can it be that you drank a couple of cups of wine and you're potter? Drink another cup of wine and you're chayev. Chayev what? That's part of the question. This is the riddle. And therefore, you're on the ball. It's a very interesting shaila. People don't know this. You're spot on, Rav Simcha. When I was in Shai Torah, we went spieling to a very nice house, a double-fronted water park house, and we went spieling there, and mitoich Simchas Purim, one boy, a rather heavy-set boy, tried to sit down, and Adbocha was behind him, moved away the chair, and what happened was his elbow slammed down on the table, and the whole groaning smorgasbord on the table, wine and all, came flying down into a Niagara to the middle of the table, and a disaster. Disaster. Meister Shehoya. Okay? So the Shaila is, it's a very interesting Shaila, not to go into every prat of the Shaila, exactly who's chayv to pay. But the first question is he chayv to pay? Now everybody knows, the Rama says, that if something happens, mitoich simchas Purim, you potter from paying. Koilem kol, you have to know if it was a water park house, mistome, it was a hezek godel. There was probably some good wines and some good whiskies on the table. And if it's a hezek godel, everybody holds you chayv. It's only talking about hezek cotton that you potter. But even so, imagine it was a hezek cotton. You have to be mechalek. Things which are done, mitoich simchas Purim, you potter to pay. But things which are done mitoy shichrus, that you chayv to pay. So it can be that you had three cups of wine, and mitoy simchas Purim, you potter, had another cup of wine, and you suddenly become chayv to pay, because it was done out of drunkenness, and not out of simchas Purim. Which brings us to the next question. How can it be that you do something which is an avera, and you can make a brocha on it? Brocha on an avera. Can you read? It's not 100% an aveir, but any offers of simcha? You're going strong.
You have to eat something.
Oh, so he's saying, so what's it got to do with Purim? The same Rama says that if you break something, mitoich simcha, says that if you're wandering along the street very happy on Purim and somebody's eating a packet of bamba, and you say, oh, geschmack, afreilich on Purim, and you take some bamba into your, and you eat it, and you make, you're allowed to make a bracha. Choytfim bepurim, choytfim zeh mizeh. You're allowed to take food from other people, if it's mitoisim chas Purim, and of course, not only you're allowed to, but you must make a bracha on it. Does anybody know something which is very embedded in Israeli culture, that on Purim is a minhag to this part of Israeli culture has no makor in halacha, but on Purim it has a makor in halacha? No? So part of the one of the main parts of Israeli culture is eating garinim, is eating they call the seeds sunflower seeds, right? Now on Purim the Rama brings that there's an inyan to eat garinim zer oinim zeicha to the Esther Hamalka that was eating. That's what she subsided on in Achashverosh. Achashverosh's palace, and therefore there's a minhag to eat garanim on Purim. Okay, there's many more shailas here. I've just hot off the press a new kuntos that I brought out. Anybody wants after the shir, there's 45 shailas there. I just want to speak a little bit about the avodas hayoim of Purim in the remaining time. The Arizal tells us that Purim is Yom Kippurim. Not only is it like Yom Kippur, but it has even greater segulas and is in an even greater day than Purim, than Yom Kippur. I don't know if you've ever thought, why Be'emes is this like this? Why is it true? What is it in Yom HaPurim that is greater, that has greater segulas than Yom Kippur? Where do you see in the Purim story that the Nes, the story that has any shaychus to Yom Kippur? That's question number one. Yeah. Which part of the Nes do you see some shaychus to Yom Kippur? Second question is, many, many years I've had this kasha. Basically, the outline of the Purim story is that it all looked that like it was going terribly, terribly wrong. And in the end, it all turned out happily ever after. The problem is that the main character of the play is not happily ever after. Esther Hamalka remains in Ahasuerus' palace, and we don't hear of any Hatzolah in her personal life. Terrible. That's a happily ever after. How do we relate to this in the Nes of the Purim story that it's called a happy ending?
Her son, our grandson, helped another better
way to rebuild. Right. So the answer I would like to offer is like this. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, Geitarayim Milifnai Vilifnim, the Yom, the most Kaddish day of the year, to the holiest place of in the world, and he poils Al Yidei Ketoires, Al Yidei Tfilas, Betzeisoy Mibis, Kodesh Kodeshim Vesholoim, Beli Pega, Marakoyin, Muridik, Hoicham Adregas, holiest day, the holiest person, the holiest time of the year, Muridik. Vayoyim Hashem, Solachti, Kidvorecho. Mi metar eschem, Avinu Shevashamayim, the last Mishnah in Yuma, Muridik. Purim, that's Yom Kippur. Purim, Esther goes through the Beis Hatzlomim, where she loses all her madrigas, Chazal tell us, and she goes to the Cheder HaMitos of Achashverosh, Lefochas Tipish, and probably Rosha, and she goes to the Avi Avoy Satuma. And Chazal tell us, she yoitzes mi beis Achashverosh v'nichnas lecheikoi shel Mordechai. She goes out of Achashverosh into the bosom of Mordechai. Tosfos tell us that really when she was inside the Cheder HaMitos, it was a shade that did a maisa with Achashverosh. And she came out to her. This is the Koich of Purim. This is why Purim is more powerful than Yom Kippur. The Mele Yom Kippur, you go into the holiest place, the holiest time, the holiest person, and Mekum Darois, Vayoyim HaShem Solachti Kidvorecho. You come out toy v'kodesh, mi metai restem avinu sheva shomayim. The Chiddush of Purim is that you can be in the lowest place. You can be in the Avi Avoy Satuma. And you can come out and you can be nichnas lecheikoi shel Mordechai HaTzadik. That's the koyach of Purim. And Purim is more powerful. You don't have to be in the right frame of mind. But you can come out and you can be the nekuda hapnimis. Never gets extinguished. And you come out and you can be nichnas lecheikoi shel Mordechai HaTzadik. I think the Lucius Levi goes with this gang. He says that Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim, Klal Yisrael had a re-kabbalah satorah at Purim time. What's the pshat? Says the Kedushas Levi, it's matim for him this vote. He says, when Klal Yisrael were at Matan Torah, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu kofa aleim hakegigis? Because they didn't want to keep they didn't want to be mekabel the Torah. Says the Gemara, they saw the Eish HaGedoyla. They saw the Eish HaGehenim. And they were scared. Says the Kedushas Levi, what was their problem? They said like this. They said, Mela now, we've just passed the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Akriyas Yamsuf, Asfiras Oimeh. Malchus Sheba Malchus, I've been through everything. Come to the great Pisgah, the great apex of Matan Torah. For sure we want to be Mekabel the Torah. But what will be if the Matzav of Klal Yisrael becomes a Matzav of Yerida, a Matzav of Nefila? What's going to be then? They were scared of the Eish HaGedoyla of Gehenim. What's going to be then? Are we going to be able to maintain keeping the Torah in such a situation? Came the Purim story, and when they saw the Yoytze Mibes Achashverosh, the Nichnas Lecheikah Shel Mordechai, they saw that everything's possible. That the Nekuda HaYehudis never gets extinguished. And perhaps the Chazal Darshan that Rabbi Mehame Ha'oretz Mitzyadim means that there were many Geirim, La'aniyah Estaiti Al Derech Drush. Maybe you can say Rabbi Me'ame Horetz Mithyadim means that the Amaratzim in Klal Yisrael, the Yidden who were Amaratzim at the time of the Purim story, they became better Yidden. They became Mithyadim. They became better Yidden. The Kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam was improved because they saw that it doesn't matter where you are, you can still come out of it and you can still make it. This is perhaps why, even though Esther remained in Achashverosh's house, but the Nafichu, this is really the message. This is the message of Purim. That even when you're there, she stayed there. And while she was staying there, she was Yoytze Mibetze Shel Achashverosh V'nichnas Lecheket Shel Mordechai till the end of her life. This is the message of Purim. The Esther, that is the Halel V'Hoidon Purim. That every Purim, wherever you are, in whichever matzav you are, you can get out of it. You can be misroim them, and you can be nichnas v'cheikus shel Mordechai. We don't say Hallel on Purim, ki anan avdi da Achashverosh anan. Pashtus, you learn, that's a shlichel agenai. Lefid vareinu, tzloch moridik. Because the Hallel is, the Shira of Golos is, that no matter where you are, no matter where you're holding, but even anan, adayin avdi da Achashverosh anan, but you can still pull through. You can still, your nekuda tahira inside can pull you through and you'll be able to have an aliyah. Perhaps this is why we get dressed up on Purim, because it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. Don't look at the outside. The outside can be all distorted. Forget it. All the mechitas are down. The nekuda ha-pnimis, the nekuda ha-tahira is kodesh v'tor, and that is unextinguishable. That is always there, and from that we can build further. In this week's parasha, we see that on the seifaim, on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, so on one shoulder he had six names, on one diamond, and on another diamond he had the other six names of Klal Yisrael. However, on the Choshen, each name of each Shevet had a diamond for itself. I once heard about, perhaps 18 years ago, but it stayed in me, went into my bones, from Reb Chaim Feuer, the son-in-law of Reb Gifter. He said as follows, the shoulders represent Parnosa. Rechaim al Savoroi. The Kohen Gadol was responsible of the welfare of Klal Yisrael. As long as, more or less, Klal Yisrael had Parnosa, then it was fine, then the Kohen Gadol was doing his job. However, the Choshen represents the Lev, the Neshama, the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. With the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, you have to know that each one is a diamond in itself. And it's not enough that generally the Matzah of Klal Yisrael is good. We have to know each member of Klal Yisrael is a diamond. And that's the point. The point is that the Nekuda HaPnimis, the diamond is there in the Nekuda HaPnimis of Klal Yisrael, it just needs to be uncovered, and Purim, we have the ability to do this. So, if we're thinking about what's our Avodas Hayoim on Purim, and again in Yoneinu, it's first and foremost for ourselves to be Mischazek on Yom HaPurim, and to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam that even if we are where we are, and Odom Yedeh Moras Nafshoi, everybody knows what they have to improve in their lives, but Purim is the time, Purim is that day, it's higher than Yom Kippur, but we can say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Skulas Hazman is that doesn't matter where you are, you can be Yoitze Lecheiko Shel Mordechai. You can be Misroimim from wherever you're holding and become a completely new person and come out of Purim with a Solachti Kedvorecha. But I think if we want to be Marbereos on Purim in a meaningful way, there's something I was Mekabel for my Rebbe, and Halavai, I could create a international organization. If anybody wants to, seriously, we all know there are tremendous websites and all sorts for Cholim, that people should daven for Cholim to take on Tehillim. There's a tefillah in the Sfardi Sidurim, in Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyosecho, V'Korveinu Malkinu L'Avidosecho, V'Hachazireinu B'Teshuvah Shleimu L'Fonecho. And the tefillah is, Yehirotu Mufonecha Hashem Elokei Belokei Avisai, Shetachzor Chasiro, Mitachas Kisei Kvoidecho, Lahachzi B'Tshuva Shleimo, Es Kol Poishe Amcho Yisrael, Ubifrat Ploini Ben Ploini, Ki Yemincho Pshuta Lekabel Shovim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Horeite B'Tshuva. In the Sfardi Sidurim, It's printed. Anybody who can get hold of a Sfaradi Siddur, and for sure on Purim, Davan, everybody knows somebody who has a member of their family who Nebuch are in a matzav where there are many, many layers, many, many layers of clothing, of tachposet, which separate between his neshama, his nekuda tahira, the diamond within him, who he really is and how he looks, then he should take this tefillah on Yom HaPurim and Davan and Halavai. In the same way, Rabbi Halpern said before that Hatzolas Nefesh Baruchnias is doch asach gresser than Hatzolas and Nefesh in Gashmias. Somebody Nebuch dies, he goes straight to Olam Abba. Chas v'sholem, somebody is lost in Ruchnias, so it can be him and Doiris and Doiris, and his Nitzchias, his Nefesh is in trouble. It's much, much bigger choiv on us to daven for the choile Nefesh, the people who are so troubled and they need a Yeshua. And we all know people who are family members, and this should be a new movement to daven for people who need a Yeshua Ruchnis. And from this Purim, we should go on and always daven and care about the Achenu who need to be choiza lecheikus shel Mordechai. Just finish by saying that we know there's a chiyuv to be mar bereus or mishloach monos ish lereihu, and for sure nichlal in ish mar bereus, for sure more than on a physical level, if you can be mar bereus on a higher level and helping somebody in a real way, in a ruchnistic way, then that's for sure tremendous. And the Kedusha Levi says, "Mishloach monos ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem ish melchama, and Re'eu is Klal Yisrael called Re'eu." That somebody who's marve Re'eus, so he'll be Zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mishloach Monos, will send him presents, ish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Re'eu.